A couple of Beta Day readers are warning about scams that seem to be rife in our community. I was wanting to get a little bit of attention on the fact that there are calls coming regarding the inspection of your hot water heater, a woman told us. She has had two calls in the past week. Last week, it was a man with a very flimsy presentation, that they are inspecting hot water tanks, and that they would come to my property and have to get in the house, she said. Yesterday afternoon, she had a similar call from a woman with a very heavy accent. It was the same thing. They are inspecting hot water tanks and have to get into the house. I rent it from the hydro. It is a scam and they want to get in your house. Her niece got a similar call. Here's how it went down. The scammer, who did not identify herself or who she was working for, gave a North Bay address and asked the homeowner to verify it. She said that was not her address, then the scammer demanded to know what her address was. I'm not giving it to you, the woman wisely said, then hung up. Our reader didn't fall for it, but said she is now getting calls all the time. I don't fall for any of them. We're getting them constantly. We're getting them on the computer. I'm getting them on my cell phone. One was about a highway traffic violation. I got that this morning with a warning that payment is overdue and I have to pay it. I just deleted it. The reader says she called police about the water heater scam, but was directed to call Hydro. I did that and they said to call the police. I said, I just phoned the police 20 minutes ago, they said to phone you. The crime is widespread. Orillia resident Duncan McDonald, like many others in Ontario, recently fell victim to a scam that has left him frustrated and fighting for justice. The 61-year-old responded to a Facebook ad in September promoting a tankless water heater. After connecting online, representatives from the company that calls itself Ontario Green Savings showed up at McDonald's home armed with aggressive sales tactics and an in-a-hurry attitude. I was interested in the product, and it was the same price you would pay for a water heater, he said. What they didn't tell me is they get you to sign into a 12-year contract, but they don't give you a physical copy of the contract, which was a big mistake on my part. McDonald was sent the contract electronically and he signed it. The next day, the company came to his house and ripped out his old water heater. They turn around very quickly because they know they have to do that to keep this going, he said. By the time I found out what was going on, it was too late. The day Ontario Green Energy left McDonald's property, it put a lien on his home so he can't sell his house without the company recouping all the money it's owed. I would recommend that people don't respond to any Facebook ads of any kind, he said, unless they are a local company, and you know who they are. See, homeowners burned by water heater scam. And, local granddad scammed out of $6,000. Here's how he was tricked. Ontario residents continue to receive deceptive phone calls designed to mislead them into sharing personal information or making fraudulent payments. Callers use spoofing technology to manipulate caller ID information, making it appear as though a local number, business or government agency is calling. The goal is to create a false sense of trust and pressure the recipient into responding. Many of these calls rely on voice over internet protocol, VoIP, technology, which allows individuals to make calls over the internet while disguising their real phone numbers. Common caller ID spoofing tactics. Neighboring. The caller ID is altered to match the first six digits of the recipient's phone number, making it seem like a local call. Mirroring. The recipient's own phone number appears on the caller ID to encourage them to answer. Impersonation. The caller ID is changed to appear as a trusted organization, such as a financial institution, police service, or government agency. How to protect yourself. Don't trust caller ID. Numbers can be manipulated to appear legitimate. Let unknown calls go to voicemail. If it's important, the caller will leave a message. Never provide personal or financial information. Legitimate businesses and government agencies will not ask for sensitive details over the phone. Hang up and verify. If unsure, contact the organization directly using a phone number from its official website. How to Recognize Energy Scams from Natural Resources Canada. If someone is at your door or gives you a call and wants to talk about thermostats, water heaters, furnaces, or even replacement windows, it's most likely a scammer. And unfortunately, they'll say anything to get your personal information or your money. Refuse any in-home inspection from a door-to-door salesperson. One of the most common scams happens when a salesperson knocks at your door. This person will usually say they're visiting from a utility company, Energy Star Canada, or even the Government of Canada. They may demand to inspect your water heater, furnace, windows, or another part of your home, and if you say no, they may make up another reason to enter. Turn them away and never let anyone into your home that you don't know. Never sign anything. If someone does visit your home, they may offer you an energy rebate, a free product, or claim they can lower your energy bills if you sign on the dotted line. Refuse. It's common for these contracts to say one thing on the page you sign and have a different text on the carbon copies underneath. In other words, the copy you get will say one thing while the copies the scammer retains will show you've actually signed something completely different. This can mean you end up owing a large sum of money, and there's little you can do about it after. Do your research and double-check everything. If someone offers you a rebate, go online to research it or call your local utility company to investigate before accepting it. Some deceptive websites claim to offer rebates from the Government of Canada. It is best to check for rebates directly from the source. If Natural Resources Canada is offering any energy rebates, you'll find them in Rebates and Incentives Directory. If a salesperson tells you the rebate is a one-time offer, it's probably a trap. Ask for a business card or other supporting information that you can research yourself. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it's likely a scam. Know your weaknesses. Scammers will target you based on things like where you live or your age. For example, a salesperson might claim to offer services like cheaper water softeners in rural areas, where they might be needed. Or in Canada's north, they might focus on heating products. Be aware of what might make you vulnerable and be conscious of people targeting you. Avoid giving out personal information, online, over the phone or in person. Suspicious phone calls, text messages and emails are also common scam tactics. If you receive a text or email that includes suspicious links, never click them. And never give out your banking or credit card information unless you are absolutely sure of who you're dealing with. The same goes for personal information like your social insurance number, date of birth, and other sensitive information. If someone demands you provide that information, offer to take their contact information and follow up with them later. The Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre collects information on fraud and identity theft. We provide information on past and current scams affecting Canadians. If you think you're a victim of fraud, report it. With files from Tyler Evans, Aurelia Matters.